This is the KHMB Radio Magazine. Community news, information, features, and entertainment. The KHMB Radio Magazine is brought to you by
Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees and fresh baked goods.
And by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub and Inn, and now RV Park. Cameron's, your home away from home.
And by Kibbles and Gifts, your one stop for pet supplies on the coastside.
And by Shepherd Family Dentistry. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by the all-new Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
KHMB notes the passing of Norm Coleman. Norm is remembered for his one-man performances of baseball legend Ty Cobb. Norm used his storytelling skills to bring Cobb to life on stage, sharing anecdotes about his early life, playing career, and relationships with other famous figures. In early 2010, we had the pleasure of interviewing Norm Coleman. As a tribute to his memory, we share that interview with you now.
Our area is populated by many interesting people, and Neighborhood Radio has come in contact with yet another such person, Norm Coleman. Don't recognize the name? How about baseball legend Ty Cobb? Norm has taken on the persona of the baseball great in his well-received monologue. In following the trail from Norm Coleman to Ty Cobb, we have to start at the beginning.
Well, my humble beginnings were in Brooklyn, New York, which is why I'm a Dodger fan. I was born and raised in Brooklyn, lived a few years in Manhattan, spent a few years in the Army. I took Horace Greeley's advice and went out west to make my fortune. Well, I went out west, but I didn't make the fortune. I came out to the coast via Tucson, where I spent a few months, and then I lived in Santa Fe, New Mexico. I was a bartender in a wild and crazy bar. Then I came out to the West Coast, and I landed in the world of photography. And I got a job with a company out of Belmont, California. He was in the ballet business. Yeah, but he taught me the business, and I loved it. Spent about 5 years doing ballet photography, opened the photography studio in downtown San Mateo, 20 years on 4th Avenue, and 10 years on San Mateo Drive. And when my son was about 12, which was about 16 years ago, my wife and I moved to Half Moon Bay.
So how did Norm Coleman transition from bartender and photographer to acting?
Well, I made my acting debut here at the Coastside Repertory Theater in early 2002, playing a small role in Inherit the Wind. It was my first acting performance ever. I'd never been on a stage. And Roxanne Ash, God bless her, gave me a small role, had 16 lines in it. But right around that time, I was reading a book about Ty Cobb, who I knew about only that he was a great ball player. I was taken by the book, read another book, and came to the conclusion that this is a fascinating character. I like the character. I also did Inherit the Wind at the Hilborn Theater in Foster City. I found myself just taken by this character. Joined a group called SABRE, Society of American Baseball Research, out of Cleveland. They put me in contact with various Cobb historians, picked up some more books, made a friend, Don Holmes, at the Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, New York. And these folks helped me out. And I got in my mind that this could be a one-man show.
So now Norm has been bitten by the acting bug. But why Ty Cobb?
But I just like the character. He is so politically incorrect for our day and age. I started writing a script, made my public performance, first public performance at Cameron's, open mic night, Thursday evening, my good friend Ari Nager said to me, he's a baseball fan, he said, Norm, why don't you come down on a Thursday evening, do a little bit of material. And I said, no way, that's where all the folk singers go there. I do a monologue. He said, well, come on down and give it a try. And I did one Thursday evening, a little nervous. But the audience loved it. And I got a little more confident. I got to perform for the Rotary Club in Pacifica. Steve Wright, who is the president of the Rotary Club in Pacifica, liked the show so much, he sent emails to 16 Rotary Clubs on the peninsula and said, you got to get this guy. He's terrific. So I wound up doing Rotary Clubs, Kiwanis, Lions Clubs, and it was all rehearsal. In my mind, it was all rehearsal and practice for a show that I would someday perform on stage. I had that in my mind, and I never lost that picture. I visualized myself on stage performing Cobb.
At this point, Norm is having a lot of fun as he puts on shows all over the United States. But the ultimate honor is to take his monologue to Ty's home state of Georgia and Atlanta. And just weeks ago, he got that invitation.
The invitation from SABRE, Society of American Baseball Research, of which I'm a member and have been for a number of years, came about because they know who I am. They know what I've done. I've done shows on the East Coast. I've contacted Cleveland headquarters a few times, especially trying to get in last year in Washington, D.C. for their annual convention. And they said, rather than Washington, D.C., why don't you wait till next year and do it in Georgia, in Atlanta, since Ty Cobb is the Georgia Peach? It makes more sense. And after working out the cost factors and that type of thing, they let me know 2 weeks ago that I would be in Atlanta August 7th to perform Ty Cobb at the convention. It's August 7th, 7 p.m. at the Sheraton Atlanta Hotel. Typically, they get about 1,000 folks at the convention. I'm Ty Cobb. That evening, the show goes 1 hour. Actually, the 1 hour is a little shorter than I normally do because my normal show runs about 78, 79 minutes.
We asked Norm Coleman to give us a look at what his show is like and insights into Ty Cobb.
I am Ty Cobb, and he talks about his life growing up in Georgia, his playing days with the Detroit Tigers, post-baseball career, his business life. And he tells numerous anecdotes and vignettes and stories about various people he knew at the time. Obviously, Babe Ruth. And later on, he tells stories about Ted Williams and Joe DiMaggio. Talks about the fact that he was baseball's first multimillionaire ball player. And a lot of folks don't know that about him, since ball players weren't paid a whole lot in those days. But he was, despite the fact he was born in a small town in Georgia, he was, I won't say a brilliant man, but a very bright gentleman. And he studied the stock market. There's a line in the show in which he says, I approached the stock market as I did baseball. I approached baseball as a science. And he approached the stock market the same way. And so he came in early at the turn of the century, investing in companies like General Motors, R.J. Reynolds Tobacco, Steel, and later on, of course, Coca-Cola. Another interesting story he tells is living on the peninsula. So he's a local character in that he lived in Atherton, bought a mansion there right around 31, 32. The price was right. It was around $75,000 for a mansion in Atherton, which at that time, of course, was, I mean, it's a lot of money. He lived at Lake Tahoe, had a ranch, hunting lodge there. Talks about that. Talks about his golfing days. He was a big golfer. He belonged to the Olympic Country Club, the Palo Alto Hills Country Club, Augusta Country Club. He golfed with presidents. He was very close to a number of presidents, but especially President Eisenhower.
And when did Ty make that final out in life's game?
He expired on July 17th, 1961, in Atlanta, Georgia. He was very ill. He was 75 years old at the time. In the show, I have him in a hotel rather than the hospital. And it's at the hotel that he is talking with a sports reporter from the Atlanta Constitution who questions him and takes notes. And Cobb goes on about his life and so on and so forth.
Our feature interview this week, Norm Coleman, or should we say, Tyrus Raymond the Georgia Peach Cobb. And no one has more passion in bringing him to life than Norm.
A tribute to the late Coastside resident Norm Coleman in the form of the interview you just heard, which was recorded in the spring of 2010. If you would like to learn more about Norm Coleman, his passion for his one-man performances of Ty Cobb, we recommend you view a documentary of Norm's life. It's called Being Ty Cobb. You can view it for free by going to Folsom.tv, that's the word awesome with an F, and type in Being Ty Cobb in the search bar. Impressive. For Radio Magazine, I'm Jim Henderson. Something else that is rather impressive is our ability to take you back in time through the magic of the KHMB Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer. All aboard for the year 1955. This is Community Radio for the San Mateo County Midcoast, 100.9, Coastside Radio.
You've been listening to the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.
This is the home of Radio Magazine, locally produced shows heard exclusively on AM 1710 and 100.9 FM.
Half Moon Bay has a rich history. In its early years, it was a settlement known as Spanish Town, having gotten its name because it was part of early California Spanish land grants. The culinary spirit of Spanish Town lives on in the form of Spanish Town Mexican Restaurant. Known for its simple yet delicious food made with fresh ingredients, Spanish Town Mexican Restaurant provides a warm and inviting atmosphere, perfect for enjoying classic dishes like burritos, enchiladas, fajitas, tamales, and more. Spanish Town Mexican Restaurant is located at 515 Church Street across from Cunha Elementary School. Treat your taste buds to an olé experience at Spanish Town Mexican Restaurant.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
1955. We are now into the summer of 1955. What were things like on the coastside back then? Well, checking the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review, San Gregorio residents say no hog ranch. Aroused residents of San Gregorio have successfully stopped an invasion of 2,500 hogs. More than 300 San Gregorio and La Honda residents invaded the Redwood City chambers of the Board of Supervisors to protest an application for permission to pasture 2,500 hogs on a ranch, which had been okayed by the Planning Commission. As a result, the application was denied. Youth Saved at Devil's Slide. An 18-year-old parolee was held for the Youth Authority in South San Francisco after escaping death by 15 feet. The youth was rescued from the wreckage of a demolished stolen car on the edge of Devil's Slide. The police were chasing the parolee in the stolen car when it went out of control and rolled over twice and came to rest 15 feet from the ledge of a 600-foot drop into the ocean. County to war on drunk drivers. Due to an increase in drunk driving arrests, four municipal judges announced that they will deal more sternly with offenders in the future. For starters, fines for the first-time offender will increase to $250 to $500. The judges appealed to the tavern owners to refrain from giving customers one for the road if they must drive home without a designated driver. And now for a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. We have a very important ribbon-cutting ceremony coming up at our red double-decker bus. Hors d'oeuvres and beverages will be served. My kids are learning a lot at a young age about merchandising and loving the project. It's called the Bargain Bus, with great merchandise at reasonable prices, and has already had a very successful soft opening since we no longer have our local thrift store in town. There's everything from vintage clothing, kids' clothing, collectibles, some actual antiques, plus gently used items. Everything is in great condition and looking for new homes. Life is good in 1955, low unemployment and money to buy things. Take cars, for example. Some 7.0 million cars are sold, and 7 out of 10 families now own an automobile. And where are people driving to with their new cars? One place is fast food restaurants, including a new one called McDonald's. But be sure to fasten your seatbelt. It's a new law now. That new car will cost you $1,900, and you can get a gallon of gas for 23 cents. The minimum wage is $1 per hour. And with that dollar, you could get something called a TV dinner and some cans of Coca-Cola, only available in the bottles until now. Disneyland opens in California, while the Mickey Mouse Club debuts on ABC, and the words, "In God We Trust," is added to all United States paper currency. In popular music, traditional country and rock and roll artists all share top pop hits here. When this singer started his career, he was referred to as the crooner. That was in the 40s. But even in 1955, he was still popular, especially among the female population. Later in his career, he was known as the chairman of the board. Here's Frank Sinatra in Love and Marriage.
Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other. Love and marriage, love and marriage, it's an institute you can't disparage. Ask the local gentry, and they will say it's elementary. Try, try, try to separate them, it's an illusion. Try, 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 and you will only come to this conclusion. Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. Dad was told by mother, you can't have one, you can't have none, you can't have one without the other. Separate them, it's an illusion. Try, 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 and you will only come to this conclusion. Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. Dad was told by mother, you can't have one, you can't have one without the other.
H&B Music shares the Top 40 Spotlight as well. This is a new group, and their first record is Gold Number One Hit. Here's the Platters and The Great Pretender. Thanks for joining us for another ride in the KHMB Time Machine. Until next week and another year, I'm Cameron Palmer.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
This is the home of Radio Magazine. Locally produced shows heard exclusively on AM 1710 and 100.9 FM.
Did you know a dirty roof could lead to your homeowner's insurance being canceled? Moss, mold, and debris can cause serious damage, and insurance companies are taking notice. Don't let a dirty roof put your coverage at risk. At Miller's Pressure Washing, we provide professional, eco-friendly roof cleaning that removes all the grime and helps protect your home from costly repairs. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 650-248-0727 for a free quote today. Keep your home safe and your insurance intact with Miller's Pressure Washing. And for pictures of our work, visit millerspressurewashing.com.
If I could talk to the animals.
It's time for Pet Patrol. Everything that pertains to our pets and animals. Pet Patrol is brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coastside. Visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com. And now, your host for Pet Patrol, Krista Livingston.
I'd like to share an interesting article about deer by Susan B. Kelly with the Peninsula Humane Society. Most people associate deer with the forests or other rural or semi-rural areas. In San Mateo County, people expect to see deer in the watershed area, on skyline, or on the open spaces along the coast. But in fact, deer can be seen throughout our county. Take a drive down 280 in the early morning or evening, and you're guaranteed to see deer grazing up on the hillsides, if not along the freeway itself. Very observant people notice that which deer they see depends on when they're looking. In the winter, herds of deer made of does, fawns, and bucks usually forage together. Come spring and summer, when the females have had their young, you primarily see only the bucks grazing in the open. If you are fortunate enough to live in an area that has mature landscaping, you may also see does with their fawns in your yard. Each year, the Wildlife Care Center receives dozens of calls from people who think they have an abandoned fawn in their yard or have seen one on the side of a road. Our advice, barring any obvious signs of illness or injuries, is to leave the animal alone. It's not uncommon for a doe to leave her fawn for 12 hours, jump in the yard, nurse the fawn, and leave once again. If a well-intentioned individual brings a abandoned fawn to the Humane Society, we generally return the baby to their original location. 9 times out of 10, we find the doe there looking for her youngster. Occasionally, however, we do receive a true orphan. These we send to a specially trained volunteer who raises them. When the fawn becomes self-sufficient at 5 months of age, we release them. Deer can become very imprinted on people, and our caregiver must take special precautions not to let the animal become attached to her. While fawns are undeniably cute, they are wild animals. They appear very gentle, yet are quite strong, and have been known to injure people who try to restrain them. Adult deer are able to outrun a predator like a mountain lion or a coyote, or in the urban or suburban setting, a domestic dog. Most deer herds in residential areas are accustomed to our daily movements. They know which yards have dogs and which have the best ornamental shrubbery and fruit trees. They quickly learn who is leaving out food for them, a practice the Wildlife Care Center strongly discourages. Leaving food out for wildlife can draw too many animals to one area, making them dependent on the food source and a potential nuisance to neighbors. In areas where deer are numerous, including the hills from Redwood City to San Bruno and the entire south end of the county, drivers should stay alert day and night for deer crossing the road. For the most part, deer seem to know when traffic is most active and are pretty wary when out on the street. But come August, the bucks throw caution to the wind. This is when the rutting season begins and the male deer have other things on their mind. Once they get the scent of a female, they simply follow their noses, often charging onto our highways and byways. Consequently, more deer are hit by cars during this short 2-month period than the entire rest of the year. The number of dead deer the Humane Society picks up off the road reaches its peak. Once the season ends, the deer settle back into their herds and continue the daily business of survival. Some people delight in the presence of their local deer. Others consider them nothing but a destructive nuisance. The bottom line is we have moved into their territory. The animals have learned to coexist with us, and now we must learn to coexist with them. We have manipulated the environment in such a way that the area can support far more deer than it did when covered with only native plant life. So what can we do? First, accept the fact that deer and other wildlife are here to stay. Learn about their behaviors so you have a better understanding of what you can do to discourage them from coming around. If deer live in your neighborhood, be cautious when driving or riding a bike, for your own safety as well as for theirs. Landscape with plants that don't attract deer. Try different deterrents and fencing to keep them away. One of the most promising devices is a motion detector sprinkler that senses movement and sends out a stream of water that frightens the animal away. There are several helpful publications available, too. A Gardener's Guide to Preventing Deer Damage, available from California Department of Fish and Game, and Wild Neighbors, the Humane Approach to Living with Wildlife by the Humane Society of the United States. This is available through bookstores. Each year, PHS receives calls from people who want us to remove the deer from their neighborhood along with raccoons, skunks, and opossums and take them back to the watershed where they belong. Well, this just isn't possible. First, the law forbids relocating healthy wildlife. Second, it just doesn't help. These animals are not from the watershed. They were born and raised in our neighborhoods. Moving or trapping an animal out of an area only opens up a space for a new one to move in. Animals move in and stay in an area because it offers food, water, and/or shelter. Our best advice, removing what is attracting the animals, and in time their numbers will decrease. Until next week, this is Krista Livingston with Kibbles and Gifts and Kibbles Pet Care.
If I could talk to the animals.
Pet
Patrol is a regular feature of KHMB Radio. If you have an animal-related announcement, just call us at 453-4000 or email us pets@khmbradio.com. Pet Patrol has been brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coastside. Phone them at 726-3700 or visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com.
This is the home of Radio Magazine. Locally produced shows heard exclusively on AM 1710 and 100.9 FM.
When I'm going to the beach where I belong.
Memories made here at the Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk. It's summer and the boardwalk is now open daily. Get your ride wristbands at beachboardwalk.com and save. Then get to the beach for rides, games, food, and memories yet to be made. Plan your summer fun today and we'll see you
at the Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk in the warm California sun. Boardwalk!
This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
We are all keenly aware that we should stay hydrated, so much so that we're accustomed to always carrying our emotional support water bottles. I'm Gail W. Dale of Fit Holistics, and today, on Keeping Pace with Your Health, we discuss why it's harder to stay hydrated as we age. It's not a lack of understanding that hydration is important. We all know that drinking enough water helps transport nutrients in the body, flush out waste, and support muscles and cognition. But for those of us in our 40s, 50s, and especially 60-plus, there's a slew of other changes. Researchers say hydration gets a bit trickier with age for a few reasons. 1. We hold on to less water. 2. Our thirst cues change. 3. Our kidneys excrete more fluid. And 4. Lifestyle shifts change intake patterns. When we come back, I'll give you the best ways to stay hydrated as we age. First, this message from Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Brian Shepherd here with Shepherd Family Dentistry. Did you know that sleep apnea is one of the fastest growing diagnoses in the United States? Currently, 25% of the population is being diagnosed with sleep apnea, and that number is going up. Countless numbers of Americans are suffocating in their sleep, and they don't even know it. If someone you love is holding their breath while they sleep, there are options. We can help you. Stopping sleep apnea also stops the snoring. So come on down to Shepherd Family Dentistry, where we can keep you breathing all through the night.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street. Phone 726-3355. Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Where we bring your smile to life.
Welcome back to Keeping Pace with Your Health. I'm Gail W. Dale, and today we're talking about the difficulties of staying hydrated as we age. As I mentioned before the break, as we age, we retain less water, our thirst cues change, our kidneys excrete more fluid, and lifestyle shifts change intake patterns. So, here's a few tips on enhancing your hydration intake throughout the day. 1. Add an electrolyte packet to your water bottle. Electrolytes are comprised of sodium, magnesium, and chloride. Electrolytes play a crucial role in helping your body hold on to the water you drink. 2. Eat hydrating foods like cucumbers, watermelons, strawberries, lettuce, zucchini, oranges, and celery. All of them contain more than 90% water. 3. Instead of chugging big glasses of water a few times a day, aim for consistent intake throughout the day. A sip here and a sip there keeps dehydration at bay. Now, just as there are foods which allow your body to hydrate throughout the day, our fast-paced life and sloppy eating habits lead to dehydration. What are the top foods that actually increase dehydration? They're likely staring at you from every street corner in America. You know it as fast food. Any food high in salt and sugar depletes your body of much-needed hydration. Salty and fried foods like fast food, potato chips, and cured meats can cause the body to retain fluid, leading to dehydration as it tries to flush out excess sodium. Sugary treats like candy, pastries, and sweetened cereals can cause a shift in fluid balance as the body tries to regulate high blood sugar levels, potentially leading to increased urination and dehydration. And did we mention happy hour? Yes, alcohol is also a diuretic and can dehydrate the body, particularly if consumed in excess. So what exactly are the symptoms of dehydration? Ranging from mild to severe, you're likely dehydrated if you're suddenly thirsty, you have a dry mouth, you begin getting dizzy or get a sudden headache. Other signs can include muscle cramps and fatigue. Resist the urge to get another soft drink, thinking that will rehydrate you. Today's takeaway, everything in your body works and feels better when you're properly hydrated. Replace fast food, salt and sugar with water-rich vegetables. If your trusty water bottle just sits there throughout the day without you sipping from it, try sprucing up your water with lime slices or cucumbers. Remember, staying hydrated offers numerous benefits for overall health and well-being, including improved cognitive function, enhanced physical performance, and better temperature regulation. For keeping pace with your health, I'm Gail W. Dale of Fit Holistics.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
This is the home of Radio Magazine. Locally produced shows heard exclusively on AM 1710 and 100.9 FM.
Father Carousel. Father Carousel.
Coastside Carousel. The show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's. Good food and good times for the entire family.
Hi, everybody. This is Kelly Morlock, guest hosting on Coastside Carousel for you today. And here in studio, live in person and full color, is Todd Neil Page. We just did a little recording session for you. We're super excited to share it. But first, we need to thank our sponsor, Cameron. Of Cameron's Restaurant, Pub, and Inn, because he has a great space to have a great day, have great food, have great cocktails, enjoy time with your friends, hear great music at Ari's Open Mic every Thursday, and you get to be the star at karaoke on Fridays and Saturdays. So thanks, Cameron, for all you do. And Todd, thanks for taking the time to get on down here in the studio with me.
Thank you for inviting me, Kelly. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, it really has. He's known on the Coastside as Todd Neil Page, and you kind of play all around. Don't you?
I do. I try to stick mostly when I'm playing my solo stuff on between Santa Cruz and Marin County. And then when I play for other people, it's all around the country.
All around.
All around.
Yeah.
Country, yeah.
So you play down at
Costa Nova.
Costa Nova.
Yes, I do.
And
the Post Ranch. And there's a few new distilleries that are in the harbor area there. And so I've been trying to support them a little bit. And OPL, of course. To tell you the truth, I'm not really sure exactly when the next one is. So, but if you just look for me, if
in
you come
music
to one of the drinking establishments, there'll probably a good chance I'll be there.
That's great. Do you have a website people can check out?
I don't.
Okay.
Nope. I do no self promotion, but if people want to find me, they can.
It's yeah.
It's easy to get a hold of.
Yeah, you can always go to CoastsideBuzz.com, and they have a Coast Views music listing there. So check that out so you can find out where Todd's playing. And you're working on some original music now.
Yes. Yeah, I'm doing an instrumental album. I use a looper, one of the original Line 6 DL4 loopers. And I just want to beat up old acoustic guitar. And I do just instrumentals with it. And I've been doing it for so long that I start thinking in 14-second intervals, but I get some cool stuff occasionally, and then I work with a really talented guy named Paul Horobin, who has a studio in Encino, and he's a master audio engineer, and he'll take it and make it sound good.
Okay. Well, we got a sample of that from Live in
yeah,
Studio.
Today, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So the first song we're going to listen to is Let Somebody In, and you can tell people about it on the other side. How's that sound?
Sounds great.
Okay. This is Let Somebody In by Todd Neil Page.
lonely day in paradise. I'm only thinking of myself. That's why I'm going round in circles, never feeling a thing.
Folks, it's Kelly Morlock on Coastside Carousel, and we just listened to an original tune by Todd Neil Page, our guest in studio today, and he just recorded it right here. It's called Let Somebody In. Why don't you tell folks a little bit about it?
It's just about people that isolate themselves, and it's so easy to do with all the things we have. But more specifically, an old girlfriend who used to have a lot of African gray parrots, and they'd fly around the house and poop all over everything. And so we had a little discrepancy over it, and she left, and then so I was pining for her, and I'm thinking, you can bring all of those African gray parrots, any pets you want, all your friends, I don't care, just come back. So that's the kind of spirit of that one.
I love it. So inspiration strikes from Lost Love, and what else? There's another one that we didn't do, but you told me about it, called Granola Girl.
Oh yeah, Granola Girl is about, you know, when you travel the United States, there are certain towns, are usually university towns, that have a type of girl that's always in the garden. You know, she's granola girls. Places like Missoula, Montana, Boulder, Colorado, Ann Arbor, Michigan, maybe Austin, Texas. There's a few other places, but it's about me sitting watching somebody out through the window, and they're in the garden picking weeds, and they're giving me dirty looks every now and then because I'm not out there helping them.
That's funny. So that'll be on your new album.
Yeah. No, but that will be on an album in 2026.
Okay. Yeah. That's coming up. Yeah. Wonderful. So you also do covers, and one of the ones we did in studio, we're going to go ahead and play for you right now. But is this a band that super inspires you? What kind of music inspires you? Because this one's by the Beatles.
Polka, mostly.
Yeah, polka.
Yeah, no.
They do polka. Don't the Beatles do polka?
Whatever was in my big sister's record collection, that's what inspires me. Yeah.
That's great. Okay, well, this is your cool version of I've Got a Feeling, featuring your amazing guitar work.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, folks, we just listened to Todd Neil Page's version of I Got a Feeling by the Beatles, and he's in studio with us right now. Thanks for being here, Todd.
Thank you for having me so much.
And I love the way you do the looping and everything. And, you know, folks, we're not doing it perfect here because it's live. So we're going to get it as clean as we can for you before we put it out on the air. But realize this is like you're in a concert studio, you know, hanging out, having a good time. Because hopefully you are hanging out, having a good time. And we're bringing you that kind of music. So we're really happy about doing that. Todd and I have been talking about how cool it is to live on the coastside and be able to be in the water as opposed to on the mountains for sports. So we don't hurt ourselves as much.
Yeah, absolutely. The water's kind of cold, but
it's true.
I've been colder here getting out of the water than I ever was in Montana, where 30 and 40 below zero, believe it or not.
Well, something that's a dry cold.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Yeah.
Anyway, you've been on the coast side for quite some time, and but you travel with people all over the country. You sent me a Nashville recording.
Yeah, I'm lucky enough to work playing guitar, making other people sound better, which is my superpower. I don't do many solo shows, only when I'm here on the coast. And so if anybody sings or plays and you see that I'm playing somewhere, come on down and I'll bring you on up and we'll try one.
He's generous. You know what? He even did it with me. We'll get there in a minute. First, we're going to listen to another original recording by him called Broken Wing. Is it Wings or Wing?
Wing.
Broken Wing?
Yeah.
And anything to share about this song?
No, it's just about, somebody we've all seen live in their car and kind of lost to the world, you know?
Yeah. All right. This is Todd Neil Page and his original Broken Wing. This is Kelly Morlock in Coastside Carousel, and we're just sitting here chatting with Todd and Neil Page, and I kept mixing his name up earlier, and he's like, well, Neil's kind of in my world right now, so tell us a little bit about that.
Well, Neil's retiring, and he asked for people to give a story And I gave him a story, and he replied, and he can write text as well as he writes lyrics, is all I can say. He's a beautiful soul. And so one of the emails or texts that I got from him, I'm going to share with Kelly after this show. And if nothing else happens in my entire music thing, I'll be happy, because it's like the old-fashioned telegram.
That's really cool. We're talking about Neil Young, of course, and you said you were touring with the band back in the day.
Yeah, and on the Horde tour, and he used to come out and at the grass, like at the place out there, Bill Graham's Shoreline Amphitheater, he would come out before anybody was let in. And he would sit in the grass with just his acoustic guitar, and they'd start letting people in, and people are running to get to the front of the grass, and they're running right by him. And I look down, and it's Neil Young. And I sit down right in front of him, and I'm the first one to sit down. Pretty soon there's 2, 5, 10, 50. As soon as there's 100 people, he gets up and walks backstage again. But I reminded him of that. I was the first one that sat down that time, and he said he remembered that whole thing. And so that was our connection.
That's so cool.
I'm a super fan.
Who isn't? Yeah. I mean, seriously, especially here on the coast. Anyway, we're running out a little bit of time, so we're going to take you out with the song that Todd let me sit in with him on. We're going to do the Bonnie Raitt version of Angel from Montgomery, written, of course, by the late, great Patsy Cline. No, just kidding. John Prine. The late, great John Prine. So, Todd, thank you for joining us today.
It was absolutely my pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you for bringing this great music. I'm going to take you out with a little Bonnie Raitt cover. Thanks, everybody. Have a great day.
Nothing since I woke up today. is just a hard way to go.
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artists of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us carousel@khmbradio.com.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.
You have been listening to the Radio Magazine, heard daily on KHMB. If you have suggestions or comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us magazine@khmbradio.com.
This is David Barton with another moment from America's history. At the time of the American Revolution, numerous other nations also had revolutions, yet 200 years later, America is the only of those nations still under its original form of government. Is this just good luck? Not according to Founding Father Benjamin Rush. He declared, "I do not believe that the Constitution was the offspring of inspiration, but I am as perfectly satisfied that it is as much the work of a divine providence as any of the miracles recorded in the Old and New Testament." George Washington agreed. In fact, he declared, "I should be pained to believe that the United States have forgotten that divine interposition which was so often manifested during our revolution, or that they fail to consider the omnipotence of that God who is alone able to protect them." Our founders acknowledged that our national success had come from God.
For more information on God's hand in American history, contact Wall Builders at 1-800-8-REBUILD.